Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. May I please speak to Isaiah?
This is the caregiver for him.
Yes, Isaiah, this is Monica. I'm calling with Family First Care. We briefly spoke yesterday in regards to the onboarding requirements that you need to complete.
Yes, are you waiting for the two proofs of residency?
Well, I'm waiting for all of the requirements because I don't see that anything has been completed yet.
Hold on. I sent over my identification and my social security, but I didn't get a hold of the two proofs of residency yet. I can't find any of my mail, so I was just going to go to my doctor's today, and I was going to try to get two things for you guys, because I can't find any mail with my name from the last 2 years.
You don't
is what
have
I'm
like
saying.
Any bank statements that you can access online from 2 years ago?
No, I don't. I don't. A lot of things that I have is new. So what I was going to do, I was just going to go to the hospital and get that for you guys. I was going to go to my old hospital, get that for you guys, and I was going to try to log into my high school account so I can get you that as well. And that's two proofs right there. But I definitely did send over my, I sent it to Sarah. Sent it to Sarah. Yeah, you are Sarah, correct?
I'm Monica.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. You're Monica. Yeah, but Sarah, she received my ID and my social security card. I'm just waiting for the two proofs of residency, miss.
All right, let me just message her, make sure that she has
it. All right. It says TB. Hold on, I'm going to go ahead and send over my TB tests and things, too.
All right. So I'm sent a message regarding your IDs. You said you're going to find out about your two-year residency proof. We don't need two different proofs. It's one. It just has to have your name on it, your Pennsylvania address, and it has to be dated from 2023 or older.
Right.
So you're getting like a letter from your doctor or something along those. It has to be with a date of 2023 or older. Okay.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Now, for your tuberculosis test, did you get that done already, or is that something you need to do?
No, I got that done yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Perfect. Did you get the blood test or the TB skin test?
I got the blood test.
Okay, so we're waiting to get the results for that. Did they tell you how long it's going to take for you to get the results?
No, they didn't say.
Okay. Usually it's a couple of days, but do you have, like, a portal, or are they going to call you with the results?
They said that they will call you guys, or well, you guys will be notified.
They're gonna call us, your employer.
Oh no. Yeah, they're gonna call me. I thought you was talking about something else. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Okay, perfect. So when they do call you, you do need to get the actual lab report. So make sure that they send you over a copy of the lab results that you got done. Okay.
Okay.
You can send them over to me.
All
right. I can go ahead and save it over to your file. Now, when are you going to be able to complete your application?
I'm trying to get that done today. I really wanted to finish it yesterday, but I couldn't. I really can't find any mail for some reason, for some odd reason. So I'm going to really try to get that done today, miss, as soon as possible. As soon as possible.
Okay, so for the application, you don't need your two-year residency proof. You just complete the application, like, with your name, your address.
The link? Did you send
yeah.
a, is it a link to this?
It's a link, yeah. I texted it over to you.
Application. Oh, right, yeah. I skipped over. I filled out the other two. I didn't see the link, the application link right in between. I'm going to do that right now, miss.
Okay, perfect. You completed the, what else did you complete? I'm sorry.
The I-9 form and the other two links you sent me, whatever links they were, I definitely completed those.
Let me check for your I-9 form here. So I don't see your I-9W4 form. Are you sure that you signed it and submitted it? Because it's not here in the system.
Yes, I'm pretty sure I did. I'm going to go check it. I'm going to check it as we speak.
And I don't see your direct deposit form either.
All right, give me 1 second. Hold on. I'm filling out the application.
Okay, I mean, just try to complete the requirements. Text me when you're done so I can get the them from your the system and save it over to your file, and keep me posted on your lab results, okay?
All right.
And I'm going to check in with you in regards to your IDs. I do need to submit that background check, and I need your IDs for that, okay?
Okay. But you didn't receive a picture from my identification card?
No, because you didn't send it to me. You sent it to Sarah. I sent her a message to see if she got it, but she must be away from her desk because she hasn't responded yet.
All right.
Yeah, so when she responds and she sends it over, then I'll let you know. If she didn't get I'm assuming
I
she got it, if you send it to her.
Okay, well, is this Sarah's or your phone? Is this your phone number or Sarah's phone number?
This is my phone.
This is your number? Okay, yeah, it's popping up as Sarah. It says I sent it to this phone, though. I sent the photos to this phone.
When? Was it today or yesterday?
This was yesterday at 3:18 p.m. This phone number is 267-551-7418, correct?
No, this is 267-551-7422.
22. Oh, okay. All right. All righty. I'm going to get that to you, miss.
All right. Perfect. All right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. All righty.